Dat is gebruikt bij Kimmel Mishnah, Kimmel Borshu, Malay, Mayim, Shuvim. En wel, dat je using as a mikvah. But instead of being filled with rainwater, it's filled with drawn water, which is puzzle, for a mikvah. The ha'ama nichnesses lo, the yotze mimenu. And there's a stream of water that runs right into the mikvah and runs right out of the mikvah, runs in and out of the mikvah. La'olam hu b'psulo ad shiyitchashev shelo nishtayim min harishonim shlosha lugim. The mikvah that is malei mayim shuvim remains puzzle even though there's a stream of rainwater that goes in and out of the mikvah until you can make a cheshbon that there's less than three lugim of mayim shuvim left in the mikvah. They make a cheshbon that when the stream of rainwater runs through the mikvah, it takes a little bit of the mayim shuvim along with it. And when the stream has been running through the mikvah long enough, that you can now figure out that there's less than three lugim of mayim shuvim left in the mikvah, that most of the water in the mikvah has been replaced by the stream of rainwater that's running through the mikvah. In such a case, the mikvah is now kosher, since there is now less than three lugim of mayim shuvim, and the water has been replaced with the rainwater from the stream that is running through it. The mikvah is now kosher. Two people are pouring into the mikvah mayim shuvim. Each one is pouring in a log and a half of mayim shuvim. Altogether, between the two of them, they are pouring in three log and a mayim shuvim in the mikvah. And the din is that a mikvah that does not yet have 40 saw of rainwater, you pour in three log and a mayim shuvim, that passes a mikvah. Somebody who squeezes out his baget and water is dripping out from different places of the baget into the mikvah, three lugin altogether drip from the baget into the mikvah. Now the water in this clothing is considered mayim she'uvim. Even if it's rainwater in the clothing, as soon as he picks up the baget, the water in that clothing is considered drawn water. And he squeezes out the baget and three lugin of water fall from the baget into the mikvah. But just the water did not fall from one place in the baget, it fell from different spots of the baget into the mikvah. And somebody who pours mayim shuvim from a tirtur is a spout that is sectioned off, so the water is pouring out from a different section in the spout. And three lugin of mayim shuvim was poured through the spout into the mikvah. Rabbi Kiva machshir the chachamim poysim. Rabbi Kiva is machshir the mikvah. Even though three lugin of mayim shuvim has fallen into the mikvah, according to Rabbi Kiva, since it did not fall from one place, it fell from a few different places, or in the first case, it fell from two different people, and in the second case, it fell from different spots in the baget, and in the third case, it fell from different sections in the spout. So the mayim shuvim, all those three lugin of it, fell into the mikvah, since it was poured from different places. According to Rabbi Akiva, the mikvah is kosher, and three lugin of mayim shuvim only passes the mikvah if it is poured by one person from one place. While the chachamim passes the mikvah, according to the chachamim, if there are three lugin of mayim shuvim in the mikvah, I don't care how the three lugin of mayim shuvim got into the mikvah. Since the mayim shuvim is in the mikvah is possible. Amar Rabbi Akiva lo amar matilin elamato. Rabbi Akiva said, when the chachamim said that mayim shuvim passes the mikvah, they didn't say matilin, that they poured mayim shuvim into the mikvah. That's when the mikvah is possible, which would imply that if more than one person is pouring the mayim shuvim into the mikvah is possible. Instead, the chachamim said mato. The chachamim used the lashon that kli hamato gimalugin mayim le mikvah paisu the mikvah, a kli that pours three lugin of mayim shuvim into the mikvah, passes the mikvah. Since it said a lashon of matel that he poured, that implies that one person is pouring the mayim shuvim into the mikvah from one place. Only then will the mayim shuvim pass the mikvah. But if the mayim shuvim is poured by two people, or it's poured by one person but from different places, in such a case, the mayim shuvim would not pass the mikvah. Amru lo. The chachamim responded to Rabbi Akiva, lo kach ba lo kach amru. The Chachamim did not use either one of these two lashonot. They didn't use a lashon of matilim, nor did they use a lashon of matzo. Elashen naflu lo shlosha lugin. When the Chachamim said that mayim shuvim passed the mikvah, they said that three lugin of mayim shuvim that had fallen into the mikvah passed the mikvah. So it doesn't matter how the mayim shuvim had fallen into the mikvah. It doesn't make a difference if it was poured by one person or two people or fell from one place, more than one place. In all cases, the three lugin of mayim shuvim are in the mikvah. That passed the mikvah according to the Chachamim. He had a machlokas in the previous mission. Rabbi Akiva held that that which the Chachamim said that three lugin of mayim shuvim passes a mikvah before it contains 40 saw, that's only if it's poured by one person from one place. But if it's poured by more than one person or from more than one place, the three lugin of mayim shuvim would not pass the mikvah. While the Chachamim argued with Rabbi Akiva, they said that the source of lugin of mayim shuvim passes the mikvah whether it's poured by more than one person or by one person from more than one place, the three lugin of mayim shuvim will pass the mikvah. And in this Mishnah, we're going to explain the words of Chacham. That which Chacham said, that if the Mayim Shubim is poured from more than one plate, that the mikvah is possible, that's only if it's poured from up to 3 kelim. But if the Mayim Shubim is poured from 4 kelim, that you took 3 lugan of Mayim Shubim, divided it up among 4 kelim, and poured them from 4 kelim into the mikvah, they would not combine to possible the mikvah. Bal keri achola, shenaflu alav tisha kabin mayim. A bal keri, somebody added in a mission, who is ill, and 9 kabin of water fell on him. That they did it, that Ezra was mitake, and that a bal keri, it's also for him to learn Torah, to say divrei kedusha, until his tovo on the mikvah. But if he is chola, we make an exception for him, that he doesn't actually have to be tovo on the mikvah, since he is ill, it's difficult for him to immerse himself in the mikvah. Instead, he has to have 9 kabin of water poured on him. And somebody was taught that on his head or most of his body, 3 lugan of mayim shuvim were poured on him. And chachamim were mitake, that somebody who had on most of his body and his head, 3 lugan of mayim shuvim poured on him, the person would become tamei. He wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. If the water is poured on him from up to 3 kelim, they would combine. But if it was poured on him from 4 kelim, they would not combine. This is going back in the two previous cases, in the case of the Baal Keri, who is chola, that he has to have 9 kabin of mayim poured on him. Those 9 kabin of mayim has to be poured on him for no more than 3 kelim. But if the 9 kabin is poured on him for 4 kelim, they would not combine, and he would not be tar. And so too, that was a chacham or mitake, that somebody who was tar that had 3 lugan of mayim shuvim poured on him, he would become tamei, and he would not be allowed to eat truma. That's only if the water was poured on him from up to 3 kelim. But if the 3 lugan of mayim shuvim were poured on him from 4 kelim, they would not combine, and he would not become tamei. He would be allowed to eat truma. When do we say they can combine water being poured from more than one kli, the possible mikvah, or to be metame, a person that had mayim shuvim poured on him, or to be metaher, a bal keri, that chola? We can only combine the water from 2 kelim if the second person started pouring before the first person stopped pouring. Meaning, even if one person was pouring the water before the second person started, as long as the first person did not yet finish pouring the water, and the second person already started, then we can say they can combine the water being poured from more than one kli. But if the first person already completed pouring the water, and only after that did the second person start pouring the water, in such a case, we cannot combine water from more than one kli, to possible mikvah, or to be matar of al-keri, or to be matami somebody who had 3 lugan of mayim shuvim poured, al-rosh of al-ruba. That which we said previously, that according to the Chacham who said the 3 lugan of mayim shuvim that's poured from up to 3 kelim would possibly make, but if the 3 lugan were distributed into more than 3 kelim, into 4 kelim, you pour them into the mikvah, they would not possibly the mikvah. That's only if the reason you're pouring the mayim shuvim into the mikvah is not in order to increase the water of the mikvah. That's not why you're pouring the mayim shuvim into the mikvah. In such a case, if the 3 lugan of mayim shuvim is poured from more than 3 kelim, the mayim shuvim will not pass the mikvah, even according to Chacham. Avon iskavim rabbos. I feel of course that b'chor shana mitzdarfin l'shosha lugan. But if the reason why you're pouring the mayim shuvim into the mikvah is to increase the water of the mikvah, in such a case, even if the water is being poured from more than 3 kelim, it would pass the mikvah. Even if you're only pouring in 1 quart of each year, 1/64 of a loaf each year, they would combine to pass the mikvah if you poured in all together 3 lugan of mayim shuvim into the mikvah. Since your reason for pouring the mayim shuvim into the mikvah is to increase the water of the mikvah, even if you pour it in little by little for many different kelim, even only 1 quart of a year, eventually when you do pour in the 3 lugan of mayim shuvim into the mikvah will be possible according to the Chacham.